This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the book of Acts as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green, continuing in Acts 10 today. But just before we get to that, I want to remind you of our special birthday gift offer in honor of my dad's birthday, and I'm going to tell you all about that after the message. It contains a DVD video and a book and some CDs, so I know you'll want to hear about it. But right now, let's hear Beautiful Valley of Eden, and then the message.
Now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we open Thy Word to study today, honor Thy precious Word, the precious name of Jesus, the shed blood, defeat the devil, and save some soul today. For Christ's sake we ask it. Amen. I'm reading today where we left off on yesterday, Acts 10:44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Now, I've read the account of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the case of the Gentile believers. And this is the first time that any Gentile has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, beloved, in the outset of these messages on the book of Acts, I assured you that we would read the Word of God line upon line, verse upon verse, chapter after chapter. And I assured you that we would study the Word of God with an open heart and open mind, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, and with all of our heart, soul, strength, mind, and being, we would search to find the truth and the thing that God would have us know and learn and understand from these studies in the book of Acts. Now, I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm not taking issue with anyone. I'm just giving you the Word of God. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses, 10, 11 down through 14, we find instruction concerning studying the Word of God, and we are to compare spiritual things, and that's the only way we can understand. Now, this is the third account of people being baptized in or by the Holy Ghost. First of all, we found the Jews on the day of Pentecost. There was not a Gentile in the group, not a one. The people in the upper room were Jews. Every one of them were Jews. They were Galileans. And of course, they were the most hated of the Jews. The Galileans were thought of as ignorant and stupid and so on. And it was this group that is, they said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? That's the Nazarenes. And then the Galileans in Galilee, they said that Jesus was a Galilean. And they said all kinds of ugly things about him. And then when Peter was in the court denying the Lord, they said he's a Galilean. His speech betrays him. They had a peculiar slant to their words and their speech. Now, all of the persons in the upper room on the day of Pentecost were Jews. There was not a Gentile in the group. Now, let me show you. Let me compare quickly. Now, watch it. Pentecost, the Samaritans, and the Gentiles. Now, on the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered in the upper room waiting for the day of Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost fully arrived, there was a sound as of a mighty wind, a sound. Now let me show you something, beloved, that you don't find in books. You don't read it in commentaries. Things like this only God can reveal to any preacher. And I want to say that there is no other place in Acts, no other place, in the case of the Samaritans, in the case of the Gentiles, in the case of John's disciples, in Acts 19, the Gentiles where we're reading now, the Samaritans in chapter 8, there is no suggestion of any sound. Why? Now, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. After Pentecost, he was here. Now, when the Holy Ghost came in the upper room, he came with a mighty sound. Now, of course, in the Old Testament, all through the Old Testament, wind is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. Now, the sound was not wind, but as it were, as a mighty wind. The sound as it was. In other words, it was not literal wind, as we hear the wind and see the effects of the wind, but it sounded like a mighty wind. All right? There was no sound in the case of the Samaritans. There was no sound of a mighty wind. There is no sound of a mighty wind in Acts 10:44 and following, where I've just read, there is no sound. Why? It's not needed, beloved, because the Holy Ghost has already come. They were waiting for the coming of the Holy Ghost. Now, in John 7, Jesus said, He that believeth on me, as the Scripture said, out of his inner man shall flow rivers of water, living water. But he said, this he spake of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, it was a divine imperative that Jesus be crucified, buried, and that he rise from the dead and ascend to the Father, because he said, if I do not go, the Holy Ghost will not come, the Comforter will not come. Now, that's as plain and as clear as can be. So, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. He had never been in the world as he arrived on the day of Pentecost. He came to stay until the church is formed and raptured. Then the Holy Ghost will go out with the church. So there was a sound on the day of Pentecost. Then there was a visible sign. Tongues like as of fire. Cloven tongues. That is, separate tongues. You know, a cloven hoof on an animal is a separated hoof. And this doesn't mean that these tongues were split or forked tongues. Certainly it doesn't mean that. It means that there were individual tongues, and they saw these tongues like as of fire. The tongues were not literal fire as we see and feel fire. They were like as fire. They resemble fire. And fire is the only thing on earth that the Holy Ghost could compare these tongues to so that we'd understand. Now the wind, we don't see the wind, but we hear the sound and we see the effects. And so the Holy Ghost came as the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Now the Holy Ghost came as not literal fire, but cloven tongues like as of fire. And they saw the tongues on the day of Pentecost. They saw the tongues. But in the case of the Samaritans, they didn't see any tongues. There were no visible tongues. But on Pentecost, there were visible tongues. Beloved, listen, will you hear me? I'm not defending any preacher. I'm not defending any denomination. I don't have anything to defend. I'm just a Christian. I'm just a believer. I'm just a born-again child of God, unworthy as I can be. But God called me to preach, and I dare not preach the gospel as it's laid down. There were no tongues. Listen, there has only been one Pentecost, beloved. There's only been one crucifixion, one Calvary, one resurrection, one Pentecost. Jesus rose never to die again, never to rise again. The Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, and Pentecost is a singular event. It has never been repeated, not Pentecost. The Spirit, yes, we have the Spirit. Miracles, yes, we have miracles. The Holy Ghost, yes, but not Pentecost. Pentecost was the 50th day after the resurrection, and it was singular. There has never been another day like it. All right, so the Holy Ghost came with a sound. They saw tongues, tongues like as of fire. Now, these tongues sat on each individual. These tongues moved over to the individuals and remained on them. That is, sat on them. Most outstanding Bible scholars and Bible authorities tell us that they believe that the tongues, the cloven tongues, like as of fire, sat on the heads of each of these individuals, about 120. Now, that's beside the point. The Bible doesn't say where the tongues sat, whether the tongues sat upon their lips or upon their head. It doesn't make any difference. But we do know that there were visible tongues that could be seen, and these tongues appeared and sat upon each individual in the upper room. Each one of them, and then they began to speak with other tongues. Now there is the Jewish baptism. All Jews. There was a sound. There were visible tongues. And these visible tongues, of course, the sound filled the whole house. The whole house was filled. And of course, when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, the whole earth is filled. I mean by that, He's everywhere. He's not in one little spot or one little place. He's everywhere. And the tongues sat upon them, and all of this was visible. Now then, the Samaritans in chapter 8, there was no sound. There were no visible tongues. They did not wait and tarry and pray. They had been converted, and the disciples went down and laid their hands on them. That's all. Laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And there is no suggestion, beloved, there is absolutely not one word in the account that suggests that they spake with tongues. Now, it's just not there, and there is no need to read it. There, in other words, it's wrong to read into the Scriptures anything that is not there. Now, these Samaritans, of course, were not Gentiles, and they were not full-blooded Jews. They were, we might say, between. Now then, we have the case of the Gentiles. Now, what happened in the case of the Gentiles? Well, we've spent several days studying Cornelius. He was a man. He was a devout man. He feared God. He gave a lot of money to alms. He prayed to God every day. And God sent Peter over, and Peter gave him words. Now, we spent two or three days studying this. Peter opened his mouth, and he preached the truth. And he told Cornelius and all the folks there that Jesus came, and they slew him. They hanged him on a tree, and God raised him. And then he said to him, this is verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter yet spake, he was still preaching. He had not given the invitation. I believe in an invitation. Give one every time I preach in a meeting, in a revival. Doesn't make a difference where it is. I've never preached in a meeting. I've never conducted a service. I've never taught a Sunday school class. I have never spoken anywhere that I did not give an invitation. I always give an invitation. But Peter was still preaching. He had not given an invitation. He had not invited anyone to come forward. He was still preaching. He was still speaking. And the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on each one in the house of Cornelius who heard the word. Now listen very carefully. There was no sound of a mighty rushing wind, just the sound of Peter's voice preaching the word. The word, the word, the word. Listen, beloved. It is nothing short of an insult, yea, the worst of insult. For the Bible, in other words, I have the Bible in my hand. Now listen. Jesus said, if your son asks you for a fish, or will you give him a serpent? If your son asks for an egg, will you give him a stone? Now, if one of my boys should come to me and say, Daddy, I'm hungry, I desire food, give me a fish, would I give him a snake? If one of my boys should come to me and say, Daddy, I'm hungry, I need food, give me an egg, would I give him a rock? You know the answer. And I'm a poor, insignificant, finite sinner saved by grace. And I love my children, and I love my boys, and I give them food if they ask for food. Now Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Now, beloved, I beg you to see this. Listen, while Peter was preaching, the only sound they heard was the voice of Peter. He was preaching the word. He was giving them words. And I just read to you over here where he opened his mouth and said of a truth. And then in chapter 11, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? Words, words, words. Now, when God's word tells me to confess my sins and God will forgive me, if I confess my sins and then I demand God to show me something or give me some kind of a feeling or send a light or a thunderbolt, if I demand God to show me something or give me a sign, then that's unbelief and it's an insult to God. If God says He will give you the Holy Spirit, if God says He'll forgive your sins, if God says He'll save you, God will do it if you believe on Him. And that's exactly what happened. Peter was speaking, preaching, and the Holy Ghost fell on them. They heard the word. No sound. There were no visible tongues. Now, beloved, if we're going to demand our people, if I preach to the people to whom I preach and I demand that each one of them have their own Pentecost, or if I demand that each one of them have a repetition of the baptism of the Holy Ghost that occurred on Pentecost, then let's demand all of it. Let's demand the sound. Listen, I'm not unreasonable. I am not unreasonable. If we're going to demand individuals to have their own personal Pentecost today, then let's have Pentecost. Let's not take anything from it or add anything to it, because if we do, if we take anything from this word or add anything to the word, our part will be taken out of the book of life. Now that's what the Bible tells us in Revelation, the last chapter. So, in the case of Cornelius, there were no visible tongues. No visible tongues. There was no sound as of a mighty rushing wind. There was no visible tongue that sat upon each one in the house of Cornelius. They were listening to Peter preach the word of God, and the Holy Ghost fell on them, and they began to speak with tongues. Indeed, they did. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. But precious friend, I beg you, I plead with you, I implore you, with all the sincerity of my poor heart, I beg you to face a fact. This was not an unknown tongue. They didn't need an interpreter, because everyone that came with Peter heard the words spoken by the house of Cornelius, because it tells us that they magnified God. And if they could not understand what they were saying, how on earth did Peter and the other Jews know that they were speaking with other tongues if they didn't understand? There was no unknown tongue. Beloved, there is no such thing as the unknown tongue in the book of Acts. No person, no individual, not anyone ever spoke in an unknown tongue in the book of Acts. The unknown tongue was born in the church at Corinth. Let's face it. It was born there and it ceased there. We do not find it in the rest of the epistles. So in the house of Cornelius, they did speak with other tongues and they did magnify God. But they spoke words that were understood by the Jews. They did not speak in an unknown tongue. Now then, Peter, who was a Jew, he asked those with him, and they were Jews also, the people that came with Peter, he asked them, "Can any man forbid water?" In other words, these people have received the Holy Ghost. They have spoken with tongues. We've understood them, and they magnified God. Now then, can any one of you forbid their baptism? And of course, they baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they prayed, that is, the house of Cornelius prayed, Peter and the others to tarry with them certain days. Now, beloved, I want to say again, I say it with all the love and all the sincerity in my heart that God will give me, I want to say to you today, it's not easy to preach as I preach. I'd get more mail, I'd get more money, I'd get a lot more money if I'd preach to suit people. But you see, God didn't call me to make money, get rich. God didn't call me to be on 100 radio stations or 1,000. God called me to preach. Now, if God wants me on more stations, then the Lord God is able and very capable of putting me on more stations. But if I'd compromise, and if I'd preach to suit people, and if I'd water down the gospel, I'll guarantee I'd get a lot more mail than I'm getting. But, beloved, what would I do when I stand before God Almighty? I tell you, I'd hate to be in the shoes of some people when they stand before God to receive their reward. Now, I've read to you, and I've proven to you, and I've given you from the Word of God the clear, clear teaching. On the day of Pentecost, all Jews, there was a sound. There were visible tongues. These visible tongues sat on them, and each one of them spake with other tongues. The Samaritans heard no sound. There were no visible tongues, and there is no mention of tongues, and yet they had the same mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the house of Cornelius, there was no sound as of a mighty rushing wind. There were no visible tongues, but they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they did speak with tongues, but not an unknown tongue, because Peter and the other Jews understood what they said, and they magnified God. Therefore, Peter baptized them. Now, the Holy Ghost is given to the individual who repents and believes in the finished work of Jesus. If you'll believe on Jesus, God will give you the Holy Ghost, and God will unite you to the New Testament church, the body of Christ. Father, honor thy precious word today, O God, honor thy precious word, and help some sincere seeker of truth to understand more fully the teaching of Acts concerning the Holy Ghost. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. My dad has finished teaching us for this broadcast, but I do have a few moments left, and I want to spend that time telling you about Gift Offer G, a wonderful offer. I know you will want to have this gift offer in your home. It's Gift Offer G is in green, and it's a special offer in honor of my dad's birthday, which was on February the 14th. He was a Valentine's baby. Now, Gift Offer G contains a DVD video plus a CD about that and also a musical CD that I know you will enjoy. And all of this is in Gift Offer G, and it's available to you if you ask for it by name, Offer G, or the birthday offer, and send a donation of at least $25. And if you would like to order several sets of this offer to share with others, you may do so. Just tell me how many sets you want, and please send a donation of at least $25 for each set that you order. And in return, I'm going to send you my dad's autobiography, From Disgrace to Grace. And it is a 124 pages long, perfect bound book in three parts. The original autobiography by my dad with additions that he made before his death. Then I have written a retrospective about the Gospel Hour going forward. And finally, some beautiful, wonderful photos of my dad and his family in the tent and so on. Then we have From Disgrace to Grace, the DVD and CD. Now, the DVD contains the story of my dad's birth and growing up and so on. And he also preaches his testimony of how he became a Christian. And behind that, we have beautiful pictures and so on. And I know you will enjoy that. We also have some interviews with, for instance, my Uncle Bennett, who was with my dad for many years, and other testimonies from preachers and part of the staff and so on. So a wonderful DVD, about 45 minutes long. Then we have a CD that goes with that of the conversion testimony and my dad's sermon on his favorite verse. That way you can listen in the car or otherwise if you don't have the DVD player. Then we have our founder's favorite hymns, 14 great songs that my mom and I picked out as being his favorite songs, such as Tell Me the Story of Jesus, The Old Rugged Cross, Oh Happy Day, and Almost Persuaded, and so on. So to get the DVD and the CDs, just ask for Gift Offer G and send your gift of at least $25. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.